just what do you think that is going to do for your relationship both on and off the field?
Just getting to know each other more. It's always a good thing. But yeah, we get to talk more. So I guess that's basically the biggest thing. We talk about, you know, each other as a person, you know, and then we talk about the plays that we run. So we just get to talk more.
Is there anything in particular you've been able to learn so far that you didn't know about him as a person?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about his personal business. But yeah, I've learned more about him since rooming with him.
How does that translate onto the field?
I mean, like I said, we get to talk more. So, you know, he's in his room. We're in the room studying plays, and we go over, you know, some of the things that I can make adjustments on, or maybe he can make adjustments on.
How does this camp feel different for you now that it's your second one?
Oh, yeah, it feels a lot different. You know, I know the expectation. You know, I know the players that I'm going against better. I feel more comfortable. I feel like, you know, I'm more experienced. I feel like I know what to do out there.
Lester said that it was you and Derek who came to them about wanting to become roommates. What prompted you guys to want to really want to do that, to be in the same room all the time?
That chemistry, you know, getting as close to each other as we can, and you know, just building a better relationship so that it can correlate to on the field.
These last couple of practices have been the first time to go up against that whole new secondary. Now that you got Carl and Reggie out there, what do you see from that group, and how is that just going to help this passing game improve?
Yeah, I mean, they're a really smart group. That's the biggest thing I see from, you know, I mean, they just know a lot. You know, they're a lot of times that they're onto the routes that we may think we're going to be open on. So that's a good thing.